Good morning. This is Kathleen Pearl. It is November 9th, 2018. This is called Mission California. Maybe it's Mission Impossible. But with all things, with God, all things are possible. It's impossible for us in the natural, but we're looking to the creator of the universe and his son, Jesus, to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine according to his great power that's working in within us. It's the very power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. All right. Let me start out with, these are intercession revelations. And we are going to get into exposing the works of darkness now. I will proceed with the scripture, Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 14. So imitate God as his dear children and live a life of love, just as also the Messiah loved us. Indeed, on our behalf gave himself up as an offering, as a slaughtered sacrifice to God with a pleasing fragrance. Among you, there should not even be mentioned sexual immorality, or any kind of impurity or greed. These are utterly inappropriate for God's holy people. Also, out of place are obscenity and stupid talk or coarse language. Instead, you should be giving thanks. For of this you can be sure, every sexually immoral, impure, or greedy person, that is, every idol worshiper, has no share in the kingdom of the Messiah and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty talks, for it is because of these things that God's judgment is coming on those who disobey him. So don't become partners with them, for you used to be darkness, but now united with the Lord, you are light. Live like children of light, for the fruit of the light is in every kind of goodness, rightness, and truth. Try to determine what will please the Lord, having nothing to do with the deeds produced by darkness, but instead expose them. For it is harmful even to speak of the things these people do in secret. But everything exposed to the light is revealed clearly for what it is, since anything revealed is a light. That is why it says, get up, sleeper, arise from the dead, and the Messiah will shine upon you. The key scriptures have nothing to do with the deeds produced by darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of the things these people do in secret. And this is what we are going to do. And I had to give the context of the definition because there's so much lawlessness and seared conscience. People don't even know right from left and white from black and good from evil anymore. And they've twisted and so perverted. So we need to bring a clear understanding of what the righteousness in those who walk in the light are and those who walk in the left. I mean the dark and evil. In Jesus' name. I'm going to share with you a couple of visions right after the elections we got during intercession. One, which was a huge hurricane coming over the eastern seaboard, mainly the northeastern, but from Florida all the way up to Maine. And this thing was huge, and the eye was in Washington. And there was a hand from heaven coming down and turning the hurricane around in a count. This is the hand of heaven. This is maybe, pretty sure this is a spiritual application, turning it like the finger that wrote on the wall, many take little Parsons, but this was the hand of heaven coming and counterclockwise moving this huge hurricane. It's going to be a huge washing. And then I saw a mousetrap. Oh my goodness. I'm like, what is a mousetrap? As we're praying and interceding. And if you'll remember in the classic play by Shakespeare, Hamlet, the tragedy, that Hamlet had gotten a revelation from his father's spirit, who had been murdered by his brother and married his brother's wife. Wow, sounds like Herod. Sounds like the time of Jesus. Hey, Herod, it's unlawful for you to have your brother's wife. I'll just kill my brother and take her. That's what he did. This the incestuous bed of regicide, I think is how it was put. Nevertheless, and so these troop of players in the play came in. It's a play within a play. Come to the castle in Denmark and put on a production. And Hamlet is the script writer, and it's a replaying, a writing of what the ghost, Hamlet's father, the ghost, spoke to him about the events that happened. It depicted those events, and the king or the queen, I forget, I think it was the queen, asked Hamlet, what's the name of this play? And he said, it's The Mousetrap. So it was a staged event to expose the guilty conscience of the king for killing his brother and stealing the wife, his wife and the kingdom. The Mousetrap. It's being set now in the political arena, the stage of American politics and government. Then I saw again the hurricane, and on the outer bands of the hurricane, which is the exterior perimeter, I began to see an instrument that looked like a threshing instrument, a modern one, but the ancient version is a tribulant. And this huge threshing instrument to bring in the wheat, to bring in the harvest, to thresh the fields. These huge claws were around. It was just the claw instrument, the iron teeth, if you will, to bring in the harvest. Circled the entire perimeter, the outer bands of the hurricane, and drew them in, and they became swords. And this scripture is they beat in Joel. They took their plowshares, their agricultural instruments, and beat them into weapons. Weapons. All right. Praise God. Now let us proceed to exposing the works of darkness. The day after the occult high Black Sabbath, known as Halloween, which was the Thursday and Friday, November 1st and November 2nd. In prayer, I'd had a vision and I saw a python in my room where I pray along the floorboard, along the edge. It was very long and it was trying to hide. And this python was an albino python with black diamonds on it. And it was a cult witchcraft, of course. The next day, this python increased in size and tried to consume and encircle me in my entire room. And we began to pray and intercede to rip that thing's head off, to tear its guts out, to kill its seed sack, and so on. Then, this last week, the Lord began to give me further revelation on this python spirit, which I'm going to share with you now, and then a final vision, which I had in where we're progressing in the battle against this spirit. Before I go there, I would like to share a scripture with you about altars and temples. What we're speaking about here is a spirit of idolatry. I'm going to make a clear definition about the temple of God and the temple of idols. In Exodus 20:25, it says, if you make an altar of stone, that is to bring a sacrifice to God, you shall not build it of hewn stone, for if you put your tool upon it, you have polluted it. This brings into question all the scriptures about the first and second temple, and Solomon built this house, and so on. These were polluted houses from Exodus, because the temples, God does not live in temples made by man's hands, but by him who is of a humble and contrite spirit. and who trembles at his word, God will show himself strong on the behalf of that person. Therefore, let's establish this immediately. The Python spirit is it's a spirit that is demonstrated in Acts 16:16, or spoken of. Let's look at that scripture. Let's go to Acts 16:16. Once we were going to the place where the minion was gathered, we were met by a slave girl who had in her a snake spirit that enabled her to predict the future. She earned a lot of money for her owners by telling fortunes. This girl followed behind Shaul and the rest of us and kept screaming, "These men are servants of God, Ha-Elyon! They're telling you how to be saved." She kept this up day after day until Shaul, greatly disturbed, turned and said to the spirit, "In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, I order you to come out of her." And the spirit did come out at that very moment. But when her owner saw that what had come out was any further prospect of profit for them, they seized Shaul and Silas and dragged them to the market square to face the authorities. Bringing them to the judges, they said, "These men are causing a lot of trouble in our city since they are Jews. What are they doing is advocating customs that are against the law." How's that for lawlessness? "For us to accept our practice, since we are Romans." And the mob joined in the attack against them, and the judges tore their clothes off them, ordered that they be flogged, and gave them a severe beating, then threw them in prison, charging the jailer to guard them securely. Upon receiving such an order, he threw them into the inner cell and clamped their feet securely between heavy blocks of wood. And around midnight, Shaul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, while the other prisoners listened attentively. And suddenly there was a violent earthquake which shook the prison to its foundation, and all the doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. All right, let's go back to another version. Okay, that's the Stern's Complete Jewish Bible. I like to go to the King James here. And it says, Acts 16:16. "Now it happened as when we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling." All right, here it's snake spirit and a spirit of divination are different renderings of the same word in Greek. So let's have a look at the interlinear reading of this verse. Interlinear, direct rendering from the Greek. "And going us into a place of prayer, a girl certain having a spirit of Python." Ah, the spirit of Python is a snake spirit, a spirit of divination, met us, who, again, much brought to the lords of her divining. So she made a lot of money out of it. It was a very profitable excursion. Let me just put forward that California is the cult capital of the world, and there is much divination, even in the churches, Kundalinis, Leviathan spirits, but this one is big. And this one, this Python spirit, is rooted in ancient idolatrous worship. Let's have another look at another commentary.